short radio play created by Freedom Studios Youth Theatre, presenting The New Beginning, written by Alexandra Yergolevich and Claudia Strusnik.
A girl wandering through the city park in the rain. A suitcase in her hand. Tears mixed with rain are blurring her way. She never thought it's going to end this way. Unfortunately, it did. One question remains unsolved. Was it really that unfortunate? Tara, because that's her name, never wanted to end up in this place. Nothing changed throughout the years. The only thing she wanted to do was to escape. She ended up here as a child, and now 15 years has gone by. She's an adult now. She's making her own decisions and making her dreams become real at last. She brought a ticket to fly away. She called the new place her Wonderland. She even packed her suitcase well, but at the end she stayed the same. The same old place, the same old her, and now she's sitting on the bench in the rain. How come, you'll say? Well, we'll have to ask her.
Why? That's a very good question. My name is Tara. I came to Bradford as a child. I was 6 years old. From where? It doesn't really matter. To be honest, I don't even remember my home that well. I don't like to live in the past. Future is far more important to me. When we're focusing on our past, we forget about the present and that we have to create our future, because nothing matters more than our future. That's what I decided to do. Focus on myself and on the future I thought I didn't have in this city, in Bradford. But I will. That's my decision. Today, I've seen a girl taking her own life in front of me. I've realized my life wasn't that bad. So I decided to stay and start again.
She's always been alone. Always. Since she was a child. Even now, she was surrounded by people playing the violin, the only friend she ever had. She's standing in the middle of the mirror pool, but she still feels isolated. The people around her, they don't understand what she's been through, and they never will. They will never understand Lily's, the other girl.
Bradford, the place in which I found my peace, even though I became an outcast in the society I live in. The depression is destroying me, but it doesn't matter. I'm already dead inside. It's easy to say you're going to end things. It's hard to actually do it. As they say, easier said than done. My dad left me as a child. I couldn't have done anything. He thought, I didn't understand. She's only free, he said. Only free. Exactly. I was a freer old girl who wasn't able to do anything because nobody would listen to what I had to say. Dad, how could you? Just tell me how! I was just an innocent child. Was I that worthless to you? And then my mother. My dear mom. If God lets me see you one more time, I would be the happiest person in the world. I want to see you again and say how much I love you. But God cannot do that. Or can he? There's one way. A difficult one. I need to find a way for my soul to rise up and meet you in heaven. There is no other choice.
They never thought it would end this way. It did. For both of them, it was a new beginning. One of them was now dead. The other one decided to stay. And even though they've never met, they decided about each other's fate.
In the New Beginning, Tara was played by Claudia Strusnik, Lilith by Alexandra Yergolevich, and the narrator was Zia Cameron. The music is Far Away by Joseph Earwicker Music. This play was recorded on location in Bradford and at BCB Radio by Freedom Studios Youth Theatre, supported by Natalie Davis, Anna Parker, Kamal Khan and Maria Spadafora. Additional voiceover was provided by Casey Surtees and myself, Corey Surtees. Thank you for listening.